ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Baruch Moshe Cohen. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's shiur is on Maseches Menachos, Daf Chav Vav. The daf begins with the Mishnah which says that if the shiraim of the mincha became tomei or they were nisraf or ne'abad, then it's tolo namachloikas. According to the Midah of Rabbi Eliezer, like Rashi explains, this is the shit of Rabbi Eliezer Maseches Psachim, that holds that afal pisha ein basar, even by a carbon where there's no longer any basar, still lalach is yeshtam. You can go ahead and do the zrik of the carbon. So over here as well, even though there's no shiraim, and when you're going to be matter the koimetz isn't being matter any shiraim because all the shiraim is gone. Afal pikein, Rabbi Eliezer always holds that the lalach is you can be matter the koimetz even without shiraim, and therefore the din is kshera. But according to the Midah of Rabbi Shua, who says that the klal is by zvachim, by korbanos, the din is ein basar, ein dam, that we zerik the dam of the korban, it's only b'tnai that there's basar. And therefore, just like by a korban, the din is when there's no basar, ein dam, then the korban becomes pasul. Over here too, by a mincha, when there's no shiraim, then the koimet also becomes pasul. And therefore, the Mishnah says, basula. That's the machloikas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua, both by korbanos and by menachos. Like the Mishnah is telling us, it's tolu zebazeh. Whatever you hold by a korban, you're going to hold by a mincha. According to Rabbi Eliezer, by a korban, the din is it's kosher, so too by a mincha. And according to Rabbi Shua, since by a korban it's posel, so too by a mincha. The Lecha Mishnah asks a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam perik ala psulei ha-mukdosh in halacha lamadalad. The Rambam paskins that by korbanos the halacha is like Rabbi Shua. Ein basar, ein dam. Whenever there's no basar to be matir, either because it was nisraf, or it's nebad, the Rambam says, the halacha is lo yizroik, vim zorak lo yhurtza, it's me'akiv in the hechsh of the carbon. Passing exactly, b'shua, ein basar, ein dam. Whereas the Rambam, in Perek Yud Alef Psulei HaMakdosh, in halacha chof, where the Rambam is paskening our Mishnah, the din by mincha, there the Rambam says, that if the shiraim were either nisraf or nebad, says the Rambam, lo yaktir, then lechatchilom shouldn't be maktir the koimetz. But says the Rambam, v'mehiktir, if you were maktir the koimetz, then halacha is b'di'eved, it's hurtza, it is kosher. Asks the Lecha Mishnah, it's a mefurish steer in the Rambam. How is it the Rambam, by zvachim paskens like Rabbi Shua, that halacha is it's me'akav and ein basar ein dam? And over here by Menachos, the Rambam paskens, that b'di'eved the din is that it's hurtza. Now the Kesef Mishnah over there in Perek Yud Alef brings the mocker of the Rambam that the din is im hikter hurtza. He brings it to Tosefta in Menachos Perek Dalet. But then the Tosefta says that if you are makter then b'di'eved it's okay. And therefore the Kesef Mishnah seems to be saying that's the mocker of the Rambam. Just the Pele is like the Achronim asked that Tosefta isn't talking about Nisraf and Nevat. Then the Tosefta is talking about if the Shiraim either became Tomei or they were Yotza. Well there, that's where the Tosefta says, Deim Hikter Hurtza. And if so, that's no riot to the din of Nisraf and Nebat, because by Nitmo or Yotza, that the Rambam himself also paskens that the halacha is, by Zvachim, that the halacha is, but the evidence it's okay. And the reason being, because the Rambam paskens that by Nitmo, he holds that the tzitz is meratza al achilois, and even though of course the boss is also by achila, but at least the tzitz is meratza, and allows us to consider as if we have boss over here. And by Yotza the Rambam paskens, that Zrika me'eles liyotze, and therefore since the Zrika is considered a Zrika even in that basar which is Yotza, therefore it's considered as if we have the basar. So that's why the Tosefta as well, by Menachos also says, that the halacha is, that if the Shiraim were either Nitmo, or they were Yotza, then the halacha is b'di'eved Tortza, because Isaac of the Tzitz is Meratza on Achilois, or because Zrika me'eles liyotze, but that's not alternative to what the Rambam says, that even by Nevad and Nisraf, where there is no Shiraim, and if so, how can the Rambam paskin the halacha is the b'di'eved it's hurtza? So the Lecha Mishnah himself wants to suggest, based on the Gemara in Pesachim of Ayin Zayin, where there the Gemara brings a shit of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and the way the Lecha Mishnah wants to learn the quote of the Rambam is that the Rabbi Yosi himself is machalak between zvachim and menachos, and he holds that by zvachim the halacha is ein basar and ein dam is ma'akiv, whereas by menachos it's only a din lechatchila. And the Lecha Mishnah explains that the reason for this is because since the pasuk which we learn from ein basar and ein dam is a pasuk which is said by korbanos by zvachim, that's why over there it's ma'akiv. Whereas menachos which is only a yalfusa which we learn from zvachim, there it's only a din lechatchila, not b'di'evit. Of course, it's a shver pshat, because l'chayra, since we're learning out menachos from zvachim, then l'chayra, if we're learning them out, they should have the same din. And if it's me'akav by zvachim, it should be me'akav by menachos as well. So all the Achronim, the Chofetz Chaim and the Kutei Halachos and the Chaznish, they want to suggest that maybe it's a Tol Soif in the Rambam, and that what the Rambam writes, the din is that it's Hutza by Menachos, is only when it was Nitma or Yotza. But then the Chanama, if it was Taka Ovud and Soruf, then the Rambam himself would say the din would be that it's Taka Loi Hutza, as he writes in Zvachim. But it's also Shuret Magia the Rambam. So the Achronim come up with a Gevaldik Mahalach in the Rambam. This begins with the Ersameach and Peregimel Hilchus Me'ilah, and the stipler in Psochim Simen Nun Ches also goes with this Mahalach, and Rebbeinu as well. They say like this. They say that there's a chiluk between Zvochim and Melachos, and that is because by Zvochim, once the Bosor is either Nebad or Nisraf, so you only have Dam to be Zorek, so if so, there's nothing which you being Makter on the Eish of the Mizbeach. Whereas by Mincha, even there's no Shiraim, but the Koimetz itself, you're also Makter on the Mizbeach. And the Rambam writes in Perush Mishnayos over here in Perik Beis that by koimetz really serves two purposes. Koimetz on the one hand is like the dam, which is the matter of the korban, and therefore the koimetz is like the dam. But on the other hand, the koimetz also serves like a murim, because since you makter the koimetz on the mizbeach, so the koimetz really is like the emurim of every korban. Just in a korban, the dam is a zrika, and the emurim is a haktara. By koimetz, these two things merge into one, and the koimetz is both serving as the matter of the korban, which is the bim koim of the dam. But besides that, is also serving as the emurim, because you makter the koimetz on the eish of the mizbeach. And therefore, says the Rishmeach Gevald Gazach, he says that even though by a korban the halacha is ein basar ein dam, but as we know, as the Gemara tells us later on, that's only when you have no basar and you have no emurim as well. But when you have, so long as you have some of the emurim, and even like the Gemara says later on, even if you have the seres and shtei akloyos, so you have something which you can be makter on the eish of the mizbeach, then the halacha is the korban's kosher. It's only when there's no basar and no chaylev bechlal, that's when the halacha is its me'akav and the korban becomes a korban kosher. If so, say the achronim, that by mincha, where even when you don't have any shiraim, but still the mincha itself, the koimetz, which you're now going to be makter on the mizbeach, that in itself is a shtik emurim. And if so, every single time when you have the koimetz, even though there's no shiraim, but it's still as if you have the emurim. And that's why you can go ahead, even though there's no shiraim, and you can go ahead and be maktir the koimetz, because the koimetz itself is considered yesh basa. Which basa do you have? Yesh emurim. Even though you don't have the basa, you have the emurim, because since the koimetz is serving as well as the bin koim of the emurim, so every time you have the koimetz, you can be maktir it, because you have both the dam, which is the koimetz, and both the emurim, which is the koimetz. And that's why even though by Zvochim, the Rambam Paskins in Perik Aleph, the halach is ein basar, ein dam, and it's ma'akev even b'di'eved, because since there's nothing of which the dam is being matter in the korban, because there's no basar to be oichel, there's no chelif to be makter, that's when the halach of the Rambam says it's ma'akev b'di'eved. Mashenke by a mincha, why even when there's no shiraim, but still the koimetz itself is now, you're being makter it as emurim as well, so it's always going to be considered as if yesh chaylev, yesh emurim, and that's why you can go ahead and be makter the shiraim. And that's why the Rambam is mechalik and din between zvachim and menachos. Just if so, the Achronim ask, it's a gevald gebshat, but then why if so, even the chatchila does the Rambam say lo yaktir? If we're saying that really the koimetz, the din is, has a din of emurim, besides being dam, it's also considered emurim. So just like the halacha is by zvachim, by korbanos, that so long as you have a kezayis of emurim, you can go ahead and miserik the dam. If we're now saying the koimetz has a din of emurim, so even the chatchila the din should be that when the shiraim or nisraf or nevad, you should be able to the chatchila go ahead and do the aktar of the koimetz, because you have the emurim, you have the kezayis of the koimetz itself, which that serves as emurim, and therefore even the chatchila we should say yaktir, and the Rambam seems to say lo yaktir lechatchila. So the stipler and the barrel explain like this. They say that in the din of ein basar ein dam, there's two halachas. There's one halacha that to be able to go along and do the zrika of the dam of the korban, you must have over here the whole korban. And since the korban consists of basar and dam, the basar which is the basar anechal and the chaleb which is also part of the basar, but the korban must have basar, and only when you have the basar do you have the dam. That's the first halacha. There's another halacha that even that the second halacha is that the dam must have something which it's matir, the aliday the zrik of the dam, that's now matir, either the basra ba'achila or the chaylev ba'aktara. And if so, if we now take that over to mincha, besides for the halacha that the mincha you must have as well both the dam, the hainu, the koyim, which is the matir, and you must have as well something of the basar, in which case the mincha was saying serves as emrim, and if you have every mincha, every time you have the koyim, even when the shiraim or nisraf or nevad, it's still considered that you have over here some of the basar, because you have the emrim, but the second halacha we don't have. Because this second din that we have, the dam to be matir, over here the koimitz has nothing to be matir, because the koimitz itself is the matir, and there is no shirayim of it going to be matir. And that's why, say the stipend in the barrel, even though the halach is as far as the din yesh basar, as far as do we have some basar over here, we do have some basar, because the koimitz itself is the bein koimitz of the emurim, but still the halach is lachatchila lo yaktir, and that's why, that's because, since the koimitz over here isn't being matir anything, the second din, we don't have. This, that the dam must be matir, that we don't have over here, because the koimet, since there's no shirayim, has nothing to be matir. But this din is only lechatchila, because the ikar halacha of yesh bas, of ein basar, ein dam, is that we have, for the korban, we have basar and dam. That's the ikar halacha. That's what's ma'akov. And since over here, by mincha, you have that, because the koimet itself is the basar, is the emrim, so we have basar. The second halacha, which says that the dam must be a matir, that's only a din l'chatchila. And therefore by mincha, but there you don't have any shirayim, and therefore the koimitz has nothing to be matir, therefore the Rambam says l'chatchila lo yaktir, but v'im hiktir, the halacha is hurtza, because since you have basar, therefore the halacha is, it's not ma'akiv b'di'evet. That's how the Achrayim explain. The Minchas Avraham brings a kash of the Brisker Rav. The Rambam Perek Yud Aleph, the Rambam brings this halacha, the Rambam says as follows, he says, Nish'ar ma'at min hashirayim, if not all the shirayim was burnt up, you have something left of the shirayim, bekashruson, and that something, that ma'at, which is left over, is kosher, then the halacha is even a chadchili, you can be makter the koimetz. Now the mashmos of the Rambam is that ma'at, the Rambam doesn't specify how much does one have to have left, it's mashma, even a kol shu. Now I'm back in Perek Aleph, where the Rambam shtelda vek the halachas of ein basar ein dam. There the Rambam says that the minimum share to allow you to do the zrik lachatchila is only when you have a kazayis of basar or a kazayis of emrim, like the Gemara tells us by us. You must have either of basar or of emrim. You can't have a chatzi kazayis of there or a chatzi kazayis of this. But it's mashmal kaponim, the minimum share is a kazayis. And if so, why? How can the Rambam be soisim by mincha? That's enough. Just have ma'at. The Chayyim Rambam would have said that you must have a kazayis. So the Chaznish in Simen Lamed Ches is takim matcha the Loshen Rambam. He says, of course, the Rambam also means a kazayis. The reason why the Rambam didn't say so because he realized in what he wrote already the conditions in Perek Aleph. But about when the Rambam writes ma'at, he takim means you must have a kazayis. But the Minchas Avraham points out, even if we will accept this dichui in the Rambam, but the Loshen of the Perush and Mishnayis over here is very shver. Because the Rambam, when the Rambam brings down the Psak of Rabbi Shua, which says the halacha is that when the shirayim or nisraf or neva, then it's possible. So the Rambam writes like this. He says, "Im yusar me'ashirayim shum davar, if we'll have anything left over of the shirayim, oz yakter akoymetz, avlim ein shom klum hipsula. If there's nothing left, then it's possible." Now here it's a very sharp halacha. It's mashman the Rambam that it's only going to be possible according to Rabbi Shua when ein shom klum. But whenever there's going to be shum dovar, anything left, then it's kosher. It's very clear in the Rambam that you don't need a kazayis. Even if you have a shum dovar, which is in a kosher, even less than a kazayis, then it's still kosher. And only when ain't shum klum, that's when it's possible. Now, it's very difficult. Since the Rambam paskens the Perek Aleph, and the Agmar's mashma, that the shir by zvochim is a kazayis, how is it that we hear the Rambam seems to say that as far as the din of by mincha, when there's no shirayim, then it becomes posel, that's only when there's nothing left at all. But if you have something left, even if it's less than kazayis, it's going to be kashin, it means you can be makter l'chatchila. Why? Why is it going to be a chiluk and din between zvochim and menachos as far as the shir of the basar that we need to have? Says the Minchas Avraham Gvaldig, according to this previous yesoid, then we can answer this kasha as well. And that's because, having now established that there's really two separate halachas in the din of Ein Basar Ein Dam, one is that we have to have a sheer basa of the carbon. But even when we have that, we have to have that the dam is going to be matir that basa. And the nafkamin is like we said, by mincha, we're always going to have a shir of the emrim because the koimetz itself serves as emrim. But the second halacha is that we have to have the koimetz we matter in the shirayim. And that's why the Rambam paskens the halacha is that a lo yaktir and only b'diavad is kosher. Says Minchas Avraham, this din that we have to have a kezayis, which the Rambam tells us in Perikalev, and what we see in our sugya, that to be considered yesh basar, you must have a shir of kezayis. He says that really Toizis and Chavavim with base over here asks that why tak is the shir have to have a kezayis? Since we find that aloch is, the din is that yesh haktorim pochus me kezayis, you can be mekayim haktorim less than a kezayis. So why is it as far as the aloch of yesh basar, one has to have a kezayis? And Toizis answers that the reason is because this is for the shir of yesh basar and the chanama. Even though as far as haktor is concerned, haktor is considered even less than kezayis. But for this din of habasar v'adam, that one has to have a shir of basar in the korban, this halacha requires one has to have a shir of basar, and the shir of basar is only a kezayis. Says the Minchas Avraham, it's mistaber that this shir is only a shir as far as when we're being done, how much basar do we have to have? But if we want to know how much basar do we have to be matir, in that we don't have this shir, now even a kosher, so long as you're matir, even a kosher to the Mizbeach, the halacha is it's considered that you are matir, a shir, you're matir something, and that you wouldn't need the kezayis. And if so, says the Minchas Avraham, now that we've said that as far as the din of how much basar do we have to have, that's only relevant by a zevach, where there you need to have, for the dam to be kosher dam, you must have something with the basar, then you must have a shir, then you have to have a shir of a kezayis. But by mincha, where every time the shem basar, of what you need for the korban, is miskayim in the koimetz itself, so long as you have the koimetz itself, that's considered the basar. If so, you always have a kezayis. Because the koimetz, which is that's where it's niskayim, the din emurim, the yesh chaylev, you're always going to have a kezayis over there. And as far as the other halacha that we said, that when you don't have any shirayim, then lachatchili you shouldn't be makter because you need to have the koimot to be matir, there says the Minchas Avraham, there is no shir. And that's why it's gevaldig why the Rambam writes that when is the halacha, according to be sure that it's possible, that's when there's nothing, there's klum, there's nothing left. Because there, that's when Rabbi Shua says, since there's nothing left to go be makter, it's possible you can't be makter. Whereas whenever you have something, then as far as the kezayis, that's miskayim in the koimetz itself, because that's when you have a din of yesh basar. And as far as the second halacha you have to be matir, you have ma'at. You have something, you have shum davar. That's why the Rambam says that even though by zvochim the halacha you have to have a kezayis, that's because there we need the kezayis for the actual din of the basar, to have a kiyum basar in korban. Whereas by mincha, where we always have a kim of basar, mitzad the kemis itself, and all we need is to be matter of something, that halachas, even ma'at, even pachas mikazais, will be machshir, lechatchila to go along, be maktir, the mincha. The next mission on the Yomu tells us, shaloi b'klishoreis pasul, perabshim lemachshir, if they were maktir, the mincha, shaloi b'klishoreis, the halachas, Tanakama says that it's pasul, and Rabshim is machshir, Rabshim says that even when you maktir the mincha, biyad, the halacha is still kosher. And the Gemara over here, right after the Mishnah, brings three shittas in Amiroim, how to understand Rabbi Shimon. The first shitta is the shitta of Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbechiya, who he says, we learn from the Pasuk, Kodesh Kodoshim hi, Kachatus v'Ka'oshom. From here we learn the Torah gives two methods of doing the Avodas HaMincha. It can either be done biyad, in which case we learn from Chatos, just like Chatos, the Hazor of the Dam was done biyad yamin, because we learn our etzba from Mitzayra, so too, when you're doing the Avodas HaMincha biyad, this must be done biyad yamin. Whereas, if you're doing the Avodah b'kli, then it can even be done b'smoil, like we find that Korban Oshom, where the Shita of Reb Shimon is, that the Zrika of all other Korbanos besides for Chatos are kosher even b'smoil. So too, the Minch, if you're doing it b'kli, this can be done b'yad smoil. The second Shita is the Shita of Reb Yanai, who he says, Kevon shekmotzoi m'kli shoreis, since you did the Kmitza from m'kli shoreis, you can now go ahead and do the Avodah of the Hilach and Aktorah, however you like. Afilu behem yonoi, va'afilu b'makido shel cheres. You can even do it when holding the koimetz in your avnet, in your gartel. And the third sheet is the sheet of Reb Nachman by Yitzchok, who according to Reb Nachman, he holds that even Reb Shimon is also moida, that one has to have the kiddush of the koimetz in the kli sheni. Just after you've done the kiddush, you can then go and take the koimetz biyad and do the aktor al gaba mizbeach. Those are the three sheetahs the Gemara brings in sheetahs Reb Shimon. So now the nafkamina between the first shita, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbechiya and Rabbi Yanai, is that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbechiya, he holds that when you're doing the avoid of the mincha biyad, then we learn out from chatos, this must be done biyad yamin. Whereas Rabbi Yanai says that even when you're doing a biyad, you can still do biyad smoil. So really the Ikka Chiddush of Rabbi Yana is to be Moisif on Rabbi Yehuda and to say that you don't have to go and do the Avodah B'yad Yimin Dafka. You can even do it B'yad Smoil. So if so, points out the Briska Rav in Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashin, why is it that Rabbi Yana says this Chiddush in a strange way? He says that Afilu Behem Yonoi V'Afilu B'Makidush Al Cheres. Since the main Tosefes Chiddush of Rabbi Yana over Rabbi Yehuda Reid Rabbi Chia is that you can even do it B'yad Smoil, L'Choira, that's what he should have spoken out. What does he mean to say when he says Afilu Behem Yonoi V'Afilu B'Makidush Al Cheres? So asks the Briska Rav. And he's masked with this with a very sadistic biur bechalal in the sugi over here. He begins and he says, "Rabbi Yehuda Reid Rav Chia, who says bala oiv to biyad oiv to biyamin kechatos." That means that we learn that just like bechatos the halacha is you need yad yamin, so too when you're doing the avoid of the mincha, you also need yad yamin. And he asks as follows: "That what according to Rabbi Shimon you need yad yamin by chatos." We find in Zvachim Daf Chof Daled that Reb Shimon really says that kol ha'avoidah shiva mikdash are really kosher biyad smoil as well, with an exception to the avoidas matan dam of the korban chatos and the avoid of a kmitza by a mincha, where these two, since the pasuk says etzba and by kmitza it says vayimali chapoy mimeno, the Torah over there says we need to have etzba and yad. There we need to have it done biyad yamin. Says the Briska Rav, that what we need l'moshe l'din yad yamin by the etzva, the matan etzva v'chatos. He says it's not mitzvah to go and say that the reason why you need yad yamin is because the avoider requires yamin. Because since according to Reb Shimon all the other avoiders are kosher even yad smoil, so it makes most sense that even this avoider, as far as the din avoider is concerned, the avoider is kosher even yad smoil. Just what? Just we learn out, since the Torah over here says that you need to be doing this with the etzba, so we learn exer shava from etzba, etzba mimetzora, that which etzba is the Torah talking about? We're talking about the etzba hayimonis, and so too by kmitza, as far as din avoid is concerned, like all the other avoiders are kosher b'smoil, so kmitza isn't any different. Just the Torah is megale that how do you do the avoid of the kmitza? The oifen of doing the avoiders are kmitza's biyad, and which yad it's yad yamin. So it's not a din in the avoider of the kmitza or the avoider of the matan dam, rather it's a tsura. The way to do the avoider is the way the Torah says which yad are you meant to use. You're meant to be using the yad yamin, because that's the oifen, just like you do it with your yad and you do it with your regel. So which yad you do, you do it with the yad yamin. But it's not a din in hilchas avoider. Says the Briska Rav, that's all very good when we're talking about kmitza, where there the Torah says to be doing it with your yad, or by matan dam of the chatos, where the Torah says to do it with the etzba. But in our Gemara, when Reb Shimon goes and says, we learn out bala oiv to biyad, that even when you're doing the avodas haktorah of the mincha, there as well you need yad yamin, and we learn this out from chatos. Now, l'chore, by the avodas haktorah of the mincha, that we don't find any gzeres hakos which tells us that it must be done biyad. Just the Torah says, Reb Shimon says, you can do whatever you like. You can either do biyad, you can either do bikeli. And we're learning that when you do biyad, you need yad yamin. But since we're trying to learn from chatos, and chatos, like we've just now established, that way you need yad yamin is not a din in avodah. It's just since the Torah said yad, which yad is the Torah talking about? It's talking about the yad yamin. But how, if so, can we learn this out to mincha? Whereby mincha, the avodah mincha, the Torah doesn't say anything about doing the Torah biyad. And Elamai, the only way to understand this would be to go and say that the avodah mincha needs yad yamin. That the avodah, which one is doing the mincha, needs yad yamin. But that's the chayr shver, because that chayr we can't learn from chatos, because by chatos itself, it's not a din in avodah. By chatos itself, it's only halacha, that which yad was the Torah talking about to do the avodah was the yad yamin. But it's not a din klali in avodah, the avodah needs yad yamin. So asks the Briska Rav, and from here he's mechiach a very stark yisoid. From here he says we see that the alfusa which we have in our Gemara, which Reb Shimon says bala oiv to biyad oiv to biyamin kachatos. So pashtus we're understanding that the alfusa is going to teach you that when you're doing a biyad, you must do biyad yamin. Says the Briska Rav, no. The alfusa is gufa coming to go and tell you that the avoid of the mincha is an avoidus yad. We find by chatos that the Torah says that avoidas matan etzba has to be done biyad, and it's not done bikli. The Torah is now teaching us that by mincha too, there's an oifen of doing the avoida which is dafka and avoidas yad. That means that the hechsher of the mincha is only when it is done in the yidei hakoyein. Al yidei doing the avoidas haktorah biyad, this is the hechsher avoida.
And even though we find that there is another hechsher avodah of doing a bekeli, so it's two mahalachim in how to do the avodah samincha. But there's a mahalach of doing the avodah biyad, and that's what we're learning out from chatos. The ikki afus is not going to tell you the yamin. The main afus is going to tell you that just like by chatos we find the Torah says the hechsher avodah is to be done biyad, so to by mincha as well, the Torah is telling us that the hechsher avodah of a mincha is to be done biyad. And that's the Kiyalfus, and in fact he brings the Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi doesn't even mention the Din Yamin, because the Kiyalfus is just to go and teach us that the halacha is, that the avodah samincha, the hechsher avodah requires yad, like by chatos. Just after we know the halacha is that the avodah of the mincha is an avodah siyad, here we have a halacha by chatos, that just like by chatos we find that when the avodah is an avodah siyad, which yad is the Torah talking about yad yamin? And by kmitz when the Torah says it has to be done by emali chapin avodah siyad, it's about yad yamin. So to we learn that holding by mincha as well, when the avodah is done on the avodah siyad, then the Torah is saying this avodah, which yad are we referring to? It's an avodah siyad yamin. But the ikki alfus is to go and tell us bachlal by mincha, it's an avodah siyad. That the hechsher of the mincha is alidei doing the avodah biyad shel koyin, and which yad are we talking about? We're talking about the yad yamin. If so, says Biskrov, now we can understand what Rabbi Yana is telling us. Rabbi Yana hears in the words of Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbechia that the reason why the halacha is that you need yad yamin is because bala ov de biyad ov de biyamin kechatos. And as we just now explained, the ikar chiddush of Rabbi Shimon, according to Yehuda ben Rabbechia, is that the avoid of the mincha is an avoid as yad. And there's another mahalach of doing avoid as kli. But in the avoid as yad, there the din is that requires yad yamin. Just like we find by chatos and by koimetz, that when the avoid is done by yad and this requires yad yamin, so too says Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbechia, understands Rabbi Shimon that the avoid of the mincha also has a mahalach of doing avoid as yad. To which Rabbi Yana now goes and says that no, I argue and I hold by mincha there is no such thing as an avodah siyad. V'horaya, you can even be male behem yonoi v'afilim mekidah shel cheres. The main akuda which is attacking Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbechia is by saying that I argue with you and I hold there's no din avodah siyad. V'horaya, you can even do the avodah by being male the koimetz behem yonoi when the koimetz isn't in your yad. From here he's coming to point out that he argues with Rabbi Yehuda and he holds the avodah is lav dafkan avodah siyad. Just the Torah says, just get the mincha aliday the koyein from the kmitza to the mizbeach, but there's no kapeda on how the hechsher avodah must be done. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbechia, since I argue with you and I hold that there's no din of avodah siyad, therefore once there's no din of avodah siyad, then there's no mokim chalal to be mechayev yamin. Because as we said before, and since Rabbi Shimon holds that all avodah is a kosher b'smoil, and the only time Rabbi Shimon ever requires that it should be done biyad yamin is only when it's got din of avodah siyad. That's only Kun Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbechia who says that mincha is an avodah siyad. Was Rabbi Yana who goes and says that since you can do it behem yonah b'makidah shel cheres, so clearly we see there's no din avodah siyad. Once there's no din avodah siyad, now there's no mokum bechlal b'machayev yamin. Because since Rabbi Shimon holds that as far as the avodah itself, there's no din v'yamin in all other avodahs of kosher b'smoil, so too by mincha, once we're establishing now Kun Rabbi Yana that there's no din avodah siyad, then automatically there's no din of yamin. And that's what Rabbi Yana means to go and say. He's coming to argue with Rabbi Yehuda and he's saying, the Nekuda which I argue with you is you hold this an avodah siyad. I'm saying, no, it's bala ovda b'yad. You can even do behem yonah mekidah shel cheres. And clearly from here we see there's no din avodah siyad. Once there's no din avodah siyad, memela, the halach is, there's no din v'yad yamin, and it's even kosher v'yad smile. So this ha'orot Shebiskrov began with by asking, why didn't Rabbi Yana say the main nekuda that it's kosher b'smol, now to feed the new avon of the Biskrov, he is saying the nekuda. Because the nekuda of machlokes over here is, everybody agrees that as far as din avoid is concerned, there's no kapeda of yamin according to Rabbi Shimon. Because he holds all other avoiders are kosher b'smol. Just the main nekuda is that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbechia, he was mechalish according to Rabbi Shimon, that there's a halach over here that the mincha needs to be done in avoidas yad, and the whole hechsher is only on the day of the yad shel koyin, and that's why there's a halach of yad yamin, like we find whenever it's an avoidas yad we need yamin. To which Rabbi Yana argues and says, no, there's no din avoidas yad. Once there's no din avoidas yad, memela, there's no kapeid on yamin, and it's kosher even besmoil. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings a brisa, where the brisa says that the koymetz and the keteris and the levoino, which you amale bein biyad, bein bekli, bein biyamin, bein besmoil, is kosher. So about this Brice is going to quote Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon says you can even do the avodah biyad. And still the Brice says, even from here the Gemara asks a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda b'rei Rabbechia. But it's mevuah in the Gemara that avada the din from Akhtaras Hakoymetz is tolan machoigus Rabbanon and Reb Shimon, and only according to Reb Shimon can you do the avoda biyad. Whereas according to the Rabbanon, the avada you have to go and do the avodas Akhtaras Hakoymetz bekli. Now the Gemara brings the brisa later on, another few lines later, where the Gemara says, if you are veheloi viktiroi shaloi bekli sharos is possible, and only Reblaz and Reb Shimon are machshirin. And with this, the Achronim ask a kash in the Rambam. The Rambam passes in Perek Beis Sulam Magdoshin that the koymets and the k'teres in the Levoina, if you hail on the ishim, bein beyad, or bein bekli, bein beyamin, or bein besmoil is kosher. So here the Rambam seems to go and say that the k'teres are koymets, if you male beyad, halach is kosher. And it's a pella because the Rambam passes like the Chachamim, and according to the Chachamim, the avad of the din is, you have to come in makti dafka from a kli shoreis. So the Lecha Mishnah over here wants to go and say that maybe that what you need the klisharis for the Akhtara is only lechatchila, but the Yevad is kashim biyad. But chayetz mamash apele, because like we see in our Gemara, that the Gemara says mafurish in the Braisa that according to the Tanakama of Reb Shimon, if you mak the shleib with klisharis, it's possible. And the Rambam himself writes in Per Gudal of Halacha Vav, if you mal in the mizbeach shleib with klisharis, it's possible. It's doch mafurish in the Rambam himself that it's ma'akiv. So how can the Lech Mishnah go and say it's only Din Lechatchila? And it's so the Kasha comes back. How is it that the Rambam, over there in Perek Beis, says the halach is, if you're maktir the koimetz, biyad, the halach is kosher. So the Karen Eira and the Biskarov and other Achorim, one of the Mechala can say that the Rambam is meduik in Perek Beis, where there he's talking about the Mehelon Le'ishim. Whereas the Rambam in Perek Yudav, when he says it's possible, that the Rambam says, Shehel Le'ulam Mizbeach. And if so, they say, maybe there's a chiluk, that even though the halach is, that the avoidus haktar must be done be kli according to the chachamim, that refers to the chiluk of being male the koimetz from the ritzvah v'azara up to the mizbeach. That's when the halach is, you have to go and do it the keli. Masha'enke in the Rambam base where it says it's kosher, even beyad, there is talking about actually putting on the fires, where the Rambam says, imhel on the ishim. So there the Rambam says, imhel on the ishim, there the halach is kosher, even beyad. So that would explain to us why Hagam the Rambam passes like the Chachamim that you need to be done bekli. That's only as far as the halal and mizbeach. Mashenkin, as far as the aktor itself onto the eish, there it's kosher, even biyad. But still, the scroll points out, it's still shver, because even if we want to the kasher as far as biyad, but still the Rambam here says in Perik Beis that it's kosher even besmoil. Now since the shit of the Rambam is like the Chachamim, that kol avoidish v'mikdosh always need to be done biyad yamin, and it's avada the avoidish which ma'akiv in kapara, and therefore the hector, the aktoras ha'koimetz, which is of course ma'akiv, that's the matter of the mincha, so that's an avoida ma'akevis. If so, avada the aktor itself, that should definitely require Yad Yamin, and that chilek blabs that beskrov tzorchion. How can the Rambam go and say that the aktoros hakoymetz al gabi ha'eish is besmoil kosher? That blab shver. The Gemara continues at the bottom of the Amud, and the Gemara brings a brisa where if you did the kmita biyad yamin and then you put the koymetz into the yad smoil, the brisa brings a machloikas. According to the Chachamim, the halacha is this becomes possible. Whereas according to Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon, the din is that, since they hold the avoid of the kmitza doesn't require kli, therefore there's no psul of nishpach, and therefore yachzir liyaminoi. But according to the chachamim says, since the din is the avoid of hamincha requires that straight after the kmitz you have to go and do a kiddush into a, you have to be mekadosh the kmitz into a keli, therefore the Gemara says, nase kedam shenishpach mitzavar abaheima ala ritzpa. Just like we find there's a psul of nishpach by dam, that if the dam went first on the ritzbah before you makabel and the keli becomes possible, so too over here as well, since the koimetz went to the yad smoil before you makadish it in the keli, therefore there's a psul of nishpach. Now it's well known, the words of the Briskarov in Zvachim Daf Chof Hei, but there the Gemara learns out the psul of nishpach from the pasuk of dam mea pari kabelenu. And the Briskarov brings the entire Kerni in Parashas Oila, Perek Dal, Daloch Yud Aleph. There, the Braisa learns a different recur of the Psul of Nishpach. Hadam Shiniskabu Bekeli. And the Rabbit over there in Teres Koinim asks, or points out, that the Teres Koinim is the Chur is saying a different Yalfusa than that the one we have in Bavli, because in the Bavli the Gemara brings a Pasuk of Dame Apari Kableno. Teres Koinim seems to be bringing a different Pasuk. So the Briskarov said that really in the Din of Nishpach there's two different Psulim. The psul which the Gemara brings over there from the pasuk Dame Apari Kablenu is a halach in the avoidus ha-kabbalah, that the avoid of the Kabbalah has to be an avoid where you're being mekabel the dam directly from the par. And therefore, whenever the dam of the par was nishpach, so kum tachos, when you're then being oisef the dam into the keli, that's not called a Kabbalah from par. But that would only pasul when there's an avoid of Kabbalah. Whereas by other korbanos, where there is no din avoid as Kabbalah, so there it wouldn't pass, it wouldn't apply the chalal this psul. And that's what the Torah's Kohen is telling us, that besides the psul and the avoid of Kabbalah, there's another psul. That since the dam requires kiddush, it needs to be niskabel and keli to have a kiddush kli, therefore the halach is whenever the dam is to be found in a different mokoim, that's a psul in the dam. The other pasuk of Dami Apari Kabbalah was a psul in the avoid of the Kabbalah that says the Kabbalah is only kosher when you have a Kabbalah dam from the par. But now we're learning another din, a din in the dam itself, that the dam, whenever the dam is to be found after the Shechita, before the Kiddush in another Mokoim, then becomes a dam pasuk. And with this, the Mishnah explains our Gemara. Here the Gemara seems to compare and to say that just like we find the psul of Nishbach by dam, we compare them, we apply that as well to the Koimetz according to the Chachamim. If the Koimetz went from the Yad Yimin to the Yad Smol before it was Niskadish and Keli, there's a Psul of Nishbach. And Rashi actually brings the Gemara, which we learn from the Pasuk of Elokach Midam Apar, Dam Apar Yikableno. Alachar the Shaila is, Bishleime by Dam, there's an Avodis Kabbalah, and the Avodis Kabbalah must be directly from Par. But by the Kiddush of the Koimetz, isn't called a Kabbalah from the Kmita. It's not a Kabbalah, it's not a Kabbalah, why should it be a Psul of Nishbach? But says the Briskarov, but since we have another drush in the Torah's Kohanim, which tells us that the din is that the dam must be in the right mokoim, and if the dam must be found in a different mokoim, then the dam itself becomes possible, this din we can apply by koimetz as well. And even by koimetz, since the koimetz itself, according to the Chacham that holds that after the kmitzah there's an avodah being mekadosh the koimetz in a keli, so whenever the koimetz is to be found in a wrong place, that's going to make it possible. And that's why over here, when you did the Maisa Kmitz V'Yamin, and then you put the Kmitz in the Yad Smol, since the Yad Smol is considered a different Mokoim, and it's not the Mokoim that the Kmitz is meant to be after the Kmitzah, that's why the Kmitz becomes possible. So it's a Taka Din of Nishbach, but not the regular Din of Nishbach, the Psalm of the Kabbalah. It's the Psalm of the Dam, that when the Dam is Shleibim Koimoy becomes possible, and that's why over here as well, when the Kmitz is Shleibim Koimoy, the Kmitz is going to become possible. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, from that there, Blazan and Rishimah go and say that when the Kohen puts the Kohenitz into his Yad Smol, it doesn't become possible because of Nishbach, and we say Yachzer Yiminoi. From here we learn that Blazan and Rishimah loibo matan kli, they don't require the Kohenitz to have a Kiddush kli. And this is where the Gemara says, there's a Kashan of Nachman, who says in the previous Amud, that even Rishimah is Moida, that a Kohenitz has to have a Kiddush kli. So Rashi explains over here, that the reason why it's mochach that one doesn't need a kiddush kli is because had there been a din of kiddush kli, then there would be a psul of nishbach when the kohen puts the kohenitz into his yad smol. It would be a psul of nishbach. And Rashi adds and says, "O smol beloy kli hareyu keritzba." Putting the kohenitz in the yad smol when there's no kli there is just as bad as the kohenitz going on the ritzba. And just like the kohenitz in the ritzba is a psul of nishbach, so too the kohenitz being in the yad smol. Now the Brisk Rav asks in Rashi, it's mashma from Rashi, that the only reason why there's a psul of nishbach over here is because it goes into the Yad Smol, asks the Brisk Rav, having established now that the psul of nishbach by koimetz is whenever the koimetz is to be found in a mokoim, which is shalovim koimoi, after the kmitzah, the mokoim of the koimetz is to be straight from the maisa kmitzah into a kiddush kli, so whenever the koimetz goes into a different mokoim, then it becomes possible because of nishbach. If so, even if you put the koimetz into a yad yamin of another koin, there would also be a psul of nishbach. So why is Rashi being madgish? Why is Rashi stressing that the reason why there would be a psul of nishbach had there been a din of kiddush kli is because it's to be found in the yad smol. L'chor, it's nothing to do with the yad smol. Even if it would be in a yad yamin of another koin, there would also be a psul of nishbach. Says the Briskarov, then don't tell me that if we'd be in the Yad Yamin of another Kohen, then since the Kohen can continue doing the Avodah, there's no Psul of Nishbach. Masha'en came when it's in the Yad Smol, since you can't do the Avodah, that's why there's a Psul of Nishbach. Says the Briskarov, this can't be, because there's a man, Da'oma, early on in Daf Yud, who says that according to Reb Shimon, you can do the Maisa Kiddush into a Matan, you can do a Matan Kli with the Kohenitz, even be Yad Smol. And nevertheless, even though you can continue doing the avoid of Yad Smol to put the koimetz in the klisharis, still the halachis has a psul of nishbach. So we see the psul of nishbach is irrelevant whether you can continue doing the avoid over here. So long as the koimetz is to be found in a different mokoim between the maisa kmitza and the maisa kiddush, there's a psul of nishbach. And if so, even being in a Yad Yamin should also have a chisaron. If after the Ma'asek Mitzvah, the Kohen went and put the Koimetz into a Yad Yamin of a Kohen, that'd be a Psalm Mishpach. So if so, why does Rashi say over here that it's only because of Smoil's Psalm Mishpach? Even if it had been Yad Yamin, Rashi should have said, since you're putting down the Koimetz in another Mokoim, which isn't a Kiddush Kli, therefore there's a Psalm Mishpach. From here says the Brisker Rav, we see again, once again, this Yisod, which we said earlier on, that according to Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rebechia, who learns the Makor that you can do the Avoid V'mincha from Kechatos, that Bola Ovda B'yad, Ovda B'yamin Kechatos, that we're learning from this Pasuk that it was Neschadish in the Avoid of the Mincha, according to Rabbi Shimon, according to this Amoira, that the Hechsher and the Avoid of the Mincha requires to be done in Avoid Asiyad. And therefore, says the Brisker Rav, just that we find that so long as the mincha is in the yad of the kohen who's done the kmitza, then about there's no psul of nishpach, because that is the mokim of the kohenetz. And we find that Reb Chaim said that even when you put the kohenetz into a klisharis, and for whatever reason the kiddush wasn't chal, the mashul, you haven't yet got the shear of the kohenetz inside, afad became, since the mokim of the kohenetz is to be found in the klisharis, that's why there's no psul of nishpach. If so, says the Brisker Rav, hu adin, when you're doing the maisa kmitza, if you were to put the Ma'asek Mitzvah in a Mokoim, which is considered that's where the Koimet should be, the Moshul, according to Rabbi Yehuda Rebbe Rebbe Chia, Alibad Rebbe Shimon, that says that Bala Oivda B'Yad, Oivda Kechatos, so had the din been that the Yad Smol would also be considered a Yad, which is the Mokoim of the Hechsher of the Mincha, then there wouldn't be a Psalm Nishpach, because this is the Mokoim of the Mincha. And just like being in the Yad before the Mikidush, before you put the koimetz into the keli, there's no psalm nishpach. Hu adin, if you put the koimetz into the yad smoil, lu yitzuyur, we would say that the smoil is kosher, then we would say, since this is the yad, which one has to do the avoid of the mincha, then there wouldn't be a psalm nishpach. And it's only because, even Reb Shimon only says, bala ov de biyad, ov de biyamin kechatos, that the whole din yad, avoid this yad, which we find that minchas in the yad yamin, and therefore only in the yad yamin there wouldn't be a psalm nishpach. Mashenk in yad smoil, where there's no din of ov de biyad, so there there's tak of psalm nishpach. And therefore, says the Brisker Rav, enachanama, according to Reb Yehuda Breid Reb Chia, alibad Reb Shimon, if you take the koimetz and put it into another yad yamin of the kohen, since this yad yamin is the yad where this is the hechsher of the mincha, and it's in this yad that we want the mincha to be and to be done the avodah, then there wouldn't be a psalm nishpach. And enchanama, that what we said early on, that it's poshut that if you put it in the yad yamin of a kohen, it would be a psalm nishpach. That's only if we go like the shit of Rabbi Yanai, who according to Rabbi Yanai, Hitaka argues and said there's no din avodah siyad bichalal. According to him, when you do the kmitz and then you put the koimetz down into either the yad yamin or the yad smol of the kohen, there's no enough kmina. Because since there's no din avodah siyad, so you put now the koimetz down in another mokoim, which is the shalobim koimo, because the mokoim now of the koimet should be dafka into the kiddush kli. So wherever you put it now, no difference, Yad Yamin or Yad Smol, it'll be a psalm nishpach. Mashenkin, according to Yehuda Rebbe Rebbe Chia, who says there's a din of Bala Oiv de Biyad, Oiv de Biyamin Kechatos, this is what Rashi is trying to point out to us. That had you put into the Yad Yamin, since that's the mokoim of the hechsher of the avoid of the mincha, and there's a special din that tells us that this, the mincha requires the avoid of Yad, so there's no psalm nishpach, because this is the mokoim, and the whole psalm of nishpach is only at shalomim koimoi. But since the din of the mincha is to be done in avoid of Yad, so this is the mokoim of the hechsher of mincha. And that's what Rashi says, it's only when you put into the Yad smoil, since according to Reb Shimon Aliba, the Reb Yehuda Breid Reb Chia, there was only in a schadish that the mokim of the hechsher avoid is in Yad Yamin, that's why in Yad Yamin it would be okay, but in Yad Smol there's a psalm nishpach. And that's what Rashi is teaching us over here when he says that the psalm nishpach is only because it is to be found in the Yad Smol. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara quotes the Mishnah which says, Hikter koim tzo pa'omim kesheira, and the Gemara brings machlokes in Amiroim. According to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that where the Mishnah's matir, to be mechalek the koimetz and to do two aktoras, is only pa'omim. But you can't do more than two aktoras. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan argues, and Rabbi Yochanan says, pa'omim va'afilu pa'omim. You can even be mechalek the koimetz into quarters and do aktor of each quarter of the koimetz by itself. And if there is masbir, what's the sherish ha'machlekes? He says that Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds, Ein koimetz pachos mishnei zeisim. The minimum shear of a koimetz is always going to be two kezeisim. And therefore, the reason why the Mishnah allows you to be mechalakit and to do aktar in two parts is only because in each chelik you're going to have a kezeis. And he holds, Ein aktar pachos mikezeis. Whereas if you're going to go do pa'amim, pa'amim, you're going to have less than a gezayis in each chelek, and there's no such akhtara. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan argues, and Rabbi Yochanan holds, that yesh koimetz pochot mishnei zeisim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's shayach to have a koimetz less than a shear of two gezeisim. And still the Mishnah allows you to be mechalek the koimetz, in which case each chelek of the koimetz is going to be less than a gezeis. And because Rabbi Yochanan says, yesh akhtara pochot mishnei, and if so, there's no chilik between pa'amim and pa'amim, because anyway, you're always going to be maktir, pachas mikazayis. That's why Rabbi Yochanan argues with Rabbi Shimon Levi. Karen Eir over here brings an interesting Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, since he holds, ein koimetz pachas mishnei zeisim, that there's a din shir in the koimetz, that you can't have a maisa kmitza which contains less than two kazayisim. If so, if we're going to find a koyin who has a very small hand, and his yad doesn't contain within the koimetz shnei zeisim. If so, says the Yerushalmi, this koyin will be posul la'avodah. Now the Mishnah Melech in Maisa Karbonis Pegud Gimel Aloch Yudalad brings this Yerushalmi down, and he understands that this psul is a posul for all the avodas b'mikdash. Since he's not loyd going to do Maisa Kmitza, he's posul for all the avodas. And he asks, why is the Rambam mashmit this Yerushalmi? The Rambam ought to have brought down in the dinim of which kohen is kosher avoda. He should have said that only a kohen who has a yad big enough to go and do a ma'asek mitzvah, which can be machzik shtu kazeisim, he's kosher for all the avodas, and otherwise not. Karen Ora argues with the Mishnah Melech, and he says, "Enachanam the Yerushalmi is telling us you're possible for the avoda of kmitza, but mehecha teisu you should be possible for all the other avodas." And he understands that the Yerushalmi is only making you possible for the avoda of the kmitza. We find as well interesting that the stipler in his Sefer Shiurim Shel Torah says that according to the Shiurim of Kazayis, that nowadays the hands which we have, it's not shayach for a kmitza to be machzik to kazayisim. And Bal Kochach says the stipler, just like the poskim say that the beitzim nowadays have gone much smaller than they used to be, so too we're going to have to say that the yodayim, our hands, are much smaller than the yodayim which were once in the mikdash. Because then the yodayim were much bigger and could contain in a kmitza to kazayisim. Now, we don't have these yodayim. Says the stipler, Bal Kochach, we're going to have to say that Kshibonei Beis HaMikdash Meherev Yomeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send us kohanim with very large hands to be able to do the kmitza. So it's clear he's also understanding that it's only psalm in the kmitza, not in the other avodas. He's understanding that the Keren Ora, that a kohen would still be kosher for all the other avodas, and only for kmitza we're going to have to get these kohanim who have very large hands. Now the Keren Ora asks another har over here. He brings the Gemara in Erevin Daf Memches, where there the Gemara is talking about the din of somebody goes chutz l'tchum on Shabbos. Halach is he only has dalad amos. And the Gemara over there is being done, how are we going to work out the size of these dalad amos? And the Gemara has two tzadim. One way is that we have a regular dalad amos shal kodesh, of which each amos consists of six tfachim. The other side says the Gemara, maybe we should work out the dalad amos, but dalad amos shaloi, each and every person will work out according to the size of his arm. They'll have the shear of dalad amos. And the Gemara over there says, the maskana is, that we give him the shear of b'shaloi. We work each person according to the size of his amo. Just the Gemara asks, if so, we have a Mishnah in Kalim, in Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud Aleph, where there the Mishnah lists out all the shiurim which are hakoy lefima shehu adam, which are different to each and every person. The Marshal of the Mishnah lists out over there the shear of Maloi Chofnov of a Kohen Gadol, where each Kohen Gadol has to go in a Yom Kippur with a Maloi Chofnov of a Keteres Amim, but each Kohen Gadol is going to work out the shear according to the size of his Chofnaim. And so to the Mishnah over there lists out Koimetz, Koimetz as well. Each Kohen has a different size hand, and each Kohen is going to have a different Koimetz. And the Gemara says, if you're going to say that the shear of Dalad Amos is each person according to the size of his yad, of his amo, if so, why isn't the din of Dalad Amos, the shear should be listed out there in that Mishnah and Kalim, which are Koil of Imashahu? And the Gemara answers, no, the reason why we can't list over there this din of Dalad Amos in that Mishnah is because there's an exception. What's the exception? The Gemara says, we have a nanos be'ivorov. If we have a regular average-sized person, but his Eivorim, his arms, are very short. So such a person, we won't be able to work out the shear of the Dalad Amos for him according to the size of his Eivorim. Because since his Eivorim are much smaller than the size of his body, so Avada, these arms aren't going to be the size of his Dalad Amos. And since there's an exception, so we can't say Akol Lefi Mashahu. That's the Gemara Eirah Memches. Asks the Karen Eirah, according to the Yerushalmi that says that Kohen who has a yad which is machzik pochis m'shnei zeis m'spasos v'kmitza, if so, just like the Gemara Eirvin says, we don't list in the Mishnah Dalad Amos because there's an exception, if so, Kohen as well shouldn't be listed. Because Kohen as well, if you have a Kohen whose yad isn't machzik shnei zeisim, so the din is his yad is posel. So how can we say a Kohen lefi mashahu? Here too there's an exception. So asks the Karen Eirah. And therefore the Karen wants to suggest a new Mahalach. He wants to say that even though the Pashas of the Gemara is Mashma, the Rabbi Shua Ben Nevi is telling us a din, ein koimetz pochas b'shnei zeisim, says the Karen, he doesn't mean to tell us a din, that there's a shear in the koimetz. He means, Rabbi Shua Ben Nevi means to say, it's a poshta metzias, that every single yad of a koyen always contains two kezeisim. Not because that's the din, that's the metzias. And therefore, since that's the metzias, says Rabbi Shua Ben Nevi, even though I hold ein aktor pochas mikazayis, but we can always be makter the koimetz pamaim. Why? Because in each chayti, there's always, by default, there's going to be a kazayis, since the metzias is that every single yad contains two kazayisim. Therefore, that's why you can always be machalik the koimetz into two aktoras. That's Rabbi Shua Ben Nevi Shita. If so, says the Karen Eirah, the Rambam doesn't need to bring down the Yerushalmi, the din of the Yerushalmi, because since Rabbi Shua Ben Nevi is telling us this is the metzias, so it's never negea this nafkamin of a kohen who has a hand, which is smaller than that. Because the whole shit of Rabbi Shua Ben Nevi is based on the fact that this is the metzias, and that's why the Mishnah says you're allowed to be makter a kohen, because there is no other case. And if there's no other case, why should the Rambam bring down a din when a kohen doesn't have this yad? Because this is the metzias. And for the same reason, says the Karen Eirah, that's why the Mishnah in Kelim can talk about koimetz, because there is no exception. What was the Karen Eirah's kasha? There's an exception. But the shit Rabbi Shua Ben Nevi is based on the fact that there is no other metzias. The metzias of every single yad is that it can be machzik, a koimetz of shnei zeisim. And that's why the Rambam doesn't need to bring down the din of Yerushalmi. And that's why the Mishnah in Kelim doesn't need to skip the case of koimetz, because there's taka no exception. Just the Karen Eirah's ma'orer. That according to this, that the Rambam paid Yud Gimel Maisa Karbonas Halach Yud Dalad, where the Rambam says the din ain't kmita pochas mishnei zeisim, according to the Karen Eirah, it's not really a din; it's a poshta metzias. And he leaves off with this ha'orah on this mahalach. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings the machlokes between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan. From which point and onwards is the aktoras akoymetz matter the shirayim ba'achila? Rabbi Chanina says, "Mishemosh leboyes ha'or even b'miktzosoi." Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, "Mishetatzers boyes ha'or berubai." You have to have the roiv of the koymetz should have mishilas ha'or, and only from then and onwards are the shirayim mutar ba'achila. The Mishnah Melech brings he brings the Yerushalmi, which the Yerushalmi declares, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the shirayim only mutar mishetotzis ha'or berubai. What exactly is this roiv? Do we say roiv means the roiv of the koimetz? That means when you have 51% of the koimetz has had mashilas ha'or, that even though the other 49%, the oir hasn't had any effect, still the halach is the roiv koimetz is considered had mashilas ha'or and the shirayim mutar. Or the other type the Yerushalmi says is, maybe that's not enough. Maybe we have to have a roiv of kol preido preido. Every single chelik of the koimetz must be ruboy had mashilas ha'or. And the maskan of Yerushalmi taka is that you have to have a roiv of kol preido preido. It's not just enough to have the roiv of the entire koimetz. You have to have each and every chelik of the koimetz must have had mishilas ha'or beruboy. The Brisk Rav is medayik like this from our Gemara. Because the Gemara continues and the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Bar Yitzchak that the Makari of Yechon is because the Pasuk says, V'nei Olo Kitoir Ha'aretz Ke Kitoir HaKivshon. So the Pasuk says that the Kitoir Ha'aretz was Kitoir like the Kitoir HaKivshon. And the Gemara says that the Kivshon is only Male Kitoir when it's Beruboy. So if so, like Rashi's Masbir, since over here the Torah says one has to do a Haktorah, from which point is it called a Haktorah only from when it's Beruboy? Says the Biskarov, we see from the Gemara that the Gemara is telling us that it's not just the halacha, you have to have a shear of Berubai. It's partial. This is Taichak Torah. Taichak Torah is only a such a stage when it's Allah Kitor or it's Kitor Akivsha. And for that, you have to have Berubai. And if so, says the Biskaral Bavada, each and every chelik of the Koimets, we have to have Akhtorah in. And it's not just enough to have Akhtorah Berubai, you have to have Akhtorah of the Ganza Koimets. And since the Gemara is telling us, when is it called you had the Akhtorah, when it's Totsis Berubai, then Avada we're going to have the Raiv of Kopreda Upreda. And only then is it called Akhtorah. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings the Kasha, that there's a brayse which says that you can do the Akhtorah of the Koimetz, B'shash Kiyas HaChama. Says the Gemara, if you're going to go and say that it's only Matir, the Akhtorah of the Koimetz is only Matir in Korban, only B'shash, Mashina Soy Berubay, then it's going to come out, that's always after Shkia. And after Shkia is the Och Balaylo. And Balaylo is possible for Akhtorah. So the Gemara answers like Kasha, Kan Likloit Kan Lahatir. So Rashi explains, Likud means that for the Mizbeach to be koilet the koimetz, so it shouldn't be considered possible lino, that's as soon as you have Meshila Sa'ar b'miktsasai. But nevertheless, the heter of the Shiraim is only going to take place taka after Shkia Sachama. But there's no psul of lino, and therefore the koimetz can be matter the Shiraim even after Shkia Sachama, even Balaila. So the Brisker Rav in Mechtovim at the end of Chedushim Moron Rizalevi on Omud Ayin Zayin brings that he asked his father Reb Chaim, Enachanama, when you're talking about the psul of Laila, then the likloi, the fact that you the koimetz was already moshloi b'miktosoi, makes enable that the koimetz shouldn't become pasul, and therefore the koimetz can continue being matter the korban even by Laila. But what's going to be my such korbanos where there's a zman? For instance, the Minchas Oimeh has to have the Akhtorah take place on Tezayim Benissen. Now it's mashma in the Gemara. If you'd be makter the koimetz with Shkia Sachama, it would be okay. Over here, even though there's no psul of lino, but lemaisa, at the time when you want the Akhtorah to be matter the korban, which is Berubai, then it's already no longer Tezayim, it's already Yudzayim Benissen. And the same goes for Akhtorah's Akhtoris, where there as well, the Gemara's mashma by us, that you can do the Akhtorah of the Akhtoris, now there too, since the Akhtar is only going to be considered the Akhtar when it's Berubai, which is already Balaylo, so how are you Mekayim over here, the din of Akhtar's Akhtar is Bein Arbaim? So asked the Biskarov to his father, Reb Chaim, and he brings the Reb Chaim answered, that what the Gemara says over here, you need to have Berubai, that's only as far as being matter the Shiraim Ba'achila, but as far as the Kiyum Din Akhtorah in Korban, from when do we say the Korban has had the Akhtorah, even Rabbi Yochanan is moed over there, that's Chalba Miktosoi. And the whole thing you have to have Berubah is only a Bezundra Alocha, Legaba, the Heta Shiraim. And that's why the Akrab of the Minchas Oimah, since you did that Imshkiya Sachamo, and that's when it was Meshila Soibu Miktosoi, you already became the Akhtorah. The Shiraim, for that you're going to have to wait until you have Berubai, but the Zman of the Akhtorah, which was Im Shkia Sachama, that's when you Mekayim the Ikka Akhtorah of the Akhtoris and the Ikka Akhtorah of the Mincha. Yashir Koyach.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekayimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.